Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so guys, what do you have going on in your life you want to share with Burt Show? Maybe you're a little confused on a situation, can't figure it out yourself. Look, we got listeners all over the country that are willing to help you out. And in this case here, we got an email where she's torn on who to pick to be her maid of honor. Should it be her childhood friend versus her high school bestie? Okay, Mo's got the email.
Hey, Burt Show. I hope y'all are having a wonderful day. And I was hoping to have the woman on the show help me with my potential predicament. My name is Jordan, and I'm a 31-year-old woman who just got engaged to the man of my dreams, Ryan, also 30.
Congratulations!
We got work on the clap. Over the weekend, we are each other's first with everything. I'm very much over the moon that he wants to spend the rest of his life with me. Now on to my predicament. Even though we haven't started planning the wedding yet, I already know what group of women I want to stand next to me. The trouble is I have a childhood best friend, Ash, and a high school best friend, Rach, and I can't decide whether or not I should make one or both my MOH, or just not have a MOH.
What's MOH stand for, Mo?
Maid of Honor.
All right, just checking.
I was a bridesmaid in Rach's wedding last year and MOH for Ash's wedding nearly 10 years ago. I'm trying to make more of an effort to be involved with both of them, but it can be hard at times since all three of us live in different states. Granted, I know that it was easier to be friends with each other when we lived closer together. I'm in Oregon, one's in California, the other is in Colorado, and we'll be having the wedding here. Any help would be greatly appreciated and looking forward to hearing your thoughts. Do I have an obligation to make my childhood best friend MOH because I was hers? Or because I'm not particularly super close with either of them, should I not have one? I know that they would not have their feelings hurt, and they are just happy that I found my person and want to be there for me. Thanks so much.
Okay, so she's admitting that this is a woman-made problem here. She thinks both even would probably be okay with it. So she is making this problem. She knows that.
She is.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I really don't think there's a problem because it's your wedding. You can do whatever you want. If you are so torn.
Right. Come on.
No, listen to me. If you are so torn, have two maid of honors. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And if one's married and one's not, well, you can have a matron of honor and a maid of honor, or just have two maids of honor. And because you guys all live in different states, it'll probably be beneficial for the wedding and beneficial for all the bridal activities because you'll have two people working on something rather than one, both of whom are out of state. So, girl, just make both of them.
Yeah, it's your wedding. It's your day. You can do whatever you want to do. And if making both of them maid of honor would make you happy, go for it. But if it's too much of a hassle and if it's putting too much stress on you and an already very stressful time in your life, then don't make either of them maid of honor at all. If I were you, I would just go ahead and make both of them maid of honor because then they both get to feel honored and you'll have two people getting to do all the hard things like plan the bachelorette and plan the bridal shower because there's a lot more to do than you think. So I'm team make both of them the maid of honor, but at the same time, like, do what's going to make you happy.
I agree with y'all. I can't go in a different direction. I think I didn't even know making both was a thing. But since y'all said that's a thing, I think you should do that, even though the competitiveness in me makes me feel like that's a cop-out.
I mean, technically, it's not a thing, but you can make it a thing. Yeah. Like, it's not something you see a lot. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, your bridal party, you can construct it however you see fit.
Yeah, one of the phrases that I hate most is, because it's always been done that way, right? Mm. Okay, well, because it's always been done that way doesn't mean you got to do it that way. But I think that we get into these sort of traditional cliches, so we kind of think we have to do the same thing over and over and over again. And I wonder if there's like a judgment factor here also, where when you're doing something a little bit unorthodox, no matter what it is, or at your wedding, that you're wondering if people that are supposed to be your friends and family at your wedding are still judging you for not doing it the traditional way.
All right, Jordan, if you are a true P1, my friend, you will do the maid of honor matchup, and you will bring both of them on to state their case, and we decide who gets to be your maid of honor.
Oh, God, this will not end well.
Now we're talking.
Now we got to do it.
Well. Yes. I'm here for this.
So you are suggesting we get all three in studio.
Well, we can't. She's in Oregon, but we can try.
Okay. So, or she records something to make her pitch to be the maid of honor.
Yeah. So we have Jordan reach out to, yes, Ash and Rach.
Okay.
And then they make their pitches of who they think would be, why they deserve to be. Earn the maid of honor title.
This works for us really well. I'm not sure it's going to work well for their relationship, but I love where your head's at.
Aren't we trying to build these friendships up and make them feel honored? I feel like they're just going to... I feel like they're going to split up after
Abby,
this.
Have you not realized what show you have joined?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
There has to be a loser, Abby.
I'm on Jordan's side. I want her to be okay.
Like Mo said, this is America.
Yes.
All right, there's got to be a winner. There's got to be a loser, okay? And then when we tally the votes, we have to question who the real winner is. Mm. That's America.
We can come up with some gladiator-type games, like who can get the bride's bustle in faster or who can help her pee faster, who can get the like bridal favors together the fastest. I mean, we can make this like a whole like maid of honor Olympics.
She is going to regret she ever sent that email.
The Burt Show.